Conclusion about Chalukyas of Badami. This series of Chalukyas of Badami and Badami ends with this episode. This episode tells you about the whole conclusion of the series and some of the points were so interesting that also bringing up on this episode. To know all these, listen the episode till end. Hi, hello, namaskara to everyone. Hope you all are doing good. I'm your Santosh, bringing you the world closer to you with my podcast Happy Talk of Santosh. I hope you all are enjoying my podcast episodes. You can reach me on social media, Instagram with the handle of Cosmos Paradisia. There I am bringing up with the fresh exploring contents and the latest updates of my podcast, Happy Talk of Santosh. Then come, let's dive into the topic. I have already talked about the Badami as a tourist place and how it would be convenient and how you can reach to Badami as a tourist destination. And in our previous episodes, most loved by you and all the episode was a story behind the story of Badami. Had an, a great journey of mythological and historical touch with Badami. Badami was calling by as Vatapi, as in the era of Chalukya's empire time. After that, we talk about the kings of Chalukyas and their illustrious victories over the period. Even the Chalukyas had some conflict with the Pallavas kings, still able to functioning efficiently, was so braveness of the kings of Chalukyas. And most dedicatedly, I talk about the great Indian king, Imedi Pulkeshi. That was the episode impressively told you about his stories and how he was made an remarkable mark in Indian history. And after that, Battle of Vatapi and the comeback of Chalukyas, those were the episodes of Chalukyas dynasty ruling and comeback into the rule by later kings of Chalukyas. All these are about glimpses of our previous episodes. After that, the comeback of Chalukyas, Kirtivarman II, the lost earlier king of Chalukyas. Kirtivarman II participated in the war raised by his father against the Pallavas. Also, he participated in the other wars also. But the time was came almost end of the Chalukyas period. The progenitor of Rashtrakuta dynasty, Danti Durga, he caught that opportunity. He did the war against the tired army of Chalukyas under Kirtivarman II. Here at the last war, Danti Durga was so successful and for that. So for that, the great Chalukyas of Badami dynasty gave a significant blow. Throughout the history of more than 200 years in the South India, from the people of Badami and their emergent kings given and a full stop for their ruling at the year of 744. The Chalukyas of Badami came out of eclipse of their great dynasty. But the significant history had given by Chalukyas are still glowing till now, with the gifts of their art and architecture. Over the years of 200 years from the year of 544 to 744 AD. We can say that the glowing and royal time for the people of Kannada. Chalukyas had given us the remarkable signature style in art and architecture at the temples of Patadkal, Aihole and even caves of Badami also. Even in other cities of Karnataka and Andhra Pradesh also, we can see the remarkable signatures style of their art and architecture. In the Meghuthi inscription, mentioned the name of poet Kalidasa and Bharavi. Shows that they were the famous in the time of 7th century also. The early Chalukyas inscriptions script is in Telugu and Kannada script. Shows that both the languages used commonly and became separate in the century of 12th and 13th. According to modern calendar, we can say that the Indian great Mahabharata held in the year of about 3102 before Krista. This actually the Mahabharata time mentioned in Meghuthi inscription, saying that about 3735 years ago. It means that we can predict the date of Mahabharata held just before the about 5000 years ago. In the time of Chalukyas, Dasudai used to call as Brihaspatiwara and Saturday used to call as Shaneshwarawara. It was clearly mentioned in the inscription made by King Pulakeshi II in the year of 631 and by the King of Vinayaditya in the year of 692. And one more interesting topic is, when the Pallava king Narasimha Varman captured Badami, his inscription was in Pallava Grantha script. But in the reverse of that, when it comes to revenge, when Chalukya king Vikramaditya II captured the Kanchipuram, his inscription was in Kannada script. And the soft touch in art was so impressive in art of Chalukyas. In one of that about Patadkal pillar inscription of Kirtivarman II. It says that the body of the Shiva and Parvati neatly designed such a way that filled with such emotions. By touching the hand of Shiva on Parvati's body and kissing her on the face. With that, her fingers spelled her emotions. When we saw these kind of such a small importance also became such a big impact on the sculpture, this is the richness of our arts and architecture of our Indian history. And this was the topic came and explained neatly in the book of The Body Adorned, Sacred and Profane in Indian Art. And that credits goes to author Vidya Dhejia. The extant area of Badami Chalukya's empire was in Karnataka, Andhra Pradesh, Telangana, Maharashtra and some parts of Gujarat, Madhya Pradesh, Kerala and Tamil Nadu. Commonly we can say that from the bank of Narmada River to Kaveri River area was their biggest empire. We can see their inscriptions presently in cave inscriptions of Badami. Kailasanatha temple inscription at Kanchi and Virupaksha temple inscription at Patadkal and Aihole and Mahakuta also. Pulakeshi II had about 99,000 villages in his kingdom and that he divided into three Maharashtrakas. This useful information has provided by foreign traveler, the Chinese traveler Xuan Zhang, mentioned in his travelog. The temple complex of Patadkal built in the year of 8th century. Now there are a UNESCO World Heritage Site marks the importance phase of Badami Chalukya's architecture. The coins of the Chalukyas were weighed about 4 grams. The coins had Nagari and Kannada legends. And Varaha was their royal emblem. When it comes to the religion, Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism flourished during the era of Chalukyas. Presently, the celebration called Chalukya Utsava, a three-day festival of music and dance organized by Government of Karnataka, is held every year at Patadkal, Badami and Aihole. The program, which starts in Patadkal and ends up in Aihole, inaugurated by Chief Minister of Karnataka, most of the Indian singers, dancers, poets and artists so take a part of this program. You can also join in it and enjoy the program every year. And this is the conclusion about Chalukyas of Badami. By this episode, I am gonna wind up this Chalukyas of Badami series. I hope you definitely like my episodes and I'm your Santosh and I will come up with a new series, new topic, new talks. And don't forget to follow and subscribe me. You can share your thoughts by connecting on Instagram with the handle of Cosmos Paradisia. And I will come back very soon with a new podcast series and with your favorite Happy Talk of Santosh. Thank you so much for listening and as always keep the Josh high.